昨天去看了阿嬷的情书。
Yesterday, I went to see my mother's love letter.
今天真的是不吐不快啊。
Today is really unbearable.
有几个点真的非常想跟大家说一说。这部电影首先是一部非常温馨的、非常感人的艺术作品。
There are a few things I really want to talk about with this movie. First, it's a very heartwarming and touching work of art.
我个人也非常喜欢。
I also really like it.
但是呢，其中有一些遗憾啊。
However, there are some regrets.
我们一条条地说。
We will explain it one by one.
第一。
First,
如果让我打分的话，
If I were to rate it,
这部电影豆瓣它的评分非常之高。
This movie has a very high rating on 豆瓣。
那么我的话可能只会给7.5到8分。
Then my score will probably be between 7.5 and 8 points.
我认为这部电影是一部非常不错的电影。
I think this movie is a very good movie.
但是绝没有到顶尖的水准。
However, it has not reached the top level.
咱们细说。我为什么喜欢这部电影？
Let's delve into why I love this movie.
首先呢，它从地方文化的角度去展示了在时代大背景之下。
First, he showcased the local culture from the perspective of the historical context.
一些个人的抉择和故事
Some personal choices and stories
我觉得非常的不错
I think it's very good
这个角度和立意特别特别的棒
This angle and lighting are really amazing
特别是这部电影的三观啊
Especially the three views of this movie
我觉得是很多年以来啊最正的一部电影了
I think it's the most amazing movie I've seen in many years.
非常棒啊。
Awesome.
重情义。
Loyalty.
讲仁义。
To speak of benevolence and righteousness.
我觉得特别好。
I think it's great.
那么接下来直接说问题哈。
Okay, let's get straight to the problem.
好的。
Okay.
我就不说了。
I'll stop now.
大家随便都能看得到。
Everyone can see it.
但是我发现这几个问题完全没有人在说的。
However, I found that these problems are completely ignored.
首先第一点。
The first point is,
这部电影中间有非常多的数字错误，时间线是很混乱的。
There are a lot of numerical and time errors in the middle of the movie, which makes the reality very confusing.
比如说，那个小叔啊。
For example, my uncle.
在电影里面。
In the movie.
他自己说自己都60岁了。
He said that he was already 60 years old.
但事实上来说呢。
Actually.
如果他是1948年出生。
If he was born in 1948,
我们就以这个年纪来算哈。
Let's just use this age to calculate.
1948年到2018年是多少年?
What is the difference between 1948 and 2018?
大家用数学
Everyone, use math.
小学数学告诉我多少年。
Tell me how many years it is elementary school math.
他这个说法怎么会是60岁?
How could he say it's 60?
对呢，那个时代背景明明是2018年呀。
So, given that the historical context is 2018,
这就是我的第一个啊，觉得非常非常遗憾的那么低级的错误。
This is my first time, and I feel very, very sorry. It's a very low-level mistake.
那么第二点是，大的时空背景上啊。
The second point is, in a large temporal and spatial context.
我觉得，国内的 在某一些阶段当中的一些反馈啊。
I think that some feedback from within the country at certain stages.
他在电影里面反馈出来，实在是太过于和谐了。
He gave feedback in the movie that it was too harmonious.
虽然说，表面上在描绘妻子。
Although we are portraying the wife on the surface.
在家里带孩子的不容易。
It's not easy to bring children home.
可是怎么个不容易？
But how difficult is it?
他没说呀。
He didn't say anything.
并且当时的时代背景之下。
And in the context of that era.
村里面的墙都太干净了。
The walls in the village are too clean.
那是不是？这个大家应该知道我在说什么吧。
That's what everyone should already know.
这个是你可以。
This is you.
嗯。
Well.
如果说因为审查的问题。
If it's because of censorship.
你可以规避。
You can avoid.
直接不拍。
Don't shoot directly.
没有问题。
No problem.
或者说你就拍一个小镜头。
Or you could just shoot a short clip.
在家里面的镜头就可以了。
The shots can be taken inside the house.
但是既然你拍了村口，拍了一些大的景。
But since you've already filmed some large-scale scenes near the village.
那你在这一块的一个描绘啊。
So can you describe this area?
我觉得实在是太没有说服力了。
I think it's really unconvincing.
我不相信导演或者编剧连这么点。
I don't believe that the director or the screenwriter are so incompetent.
历史常识都没有。
Lack of historical knowledge.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
那么第三点啊是什么呢？
So what is the third point?
就是寄钱啊。
It's about sending money.
这关于钱这个事情。
This is about the money.
我在电影院看的时候。
I was watching a movie in the cinema.
我就觉得很奇怪。
I find it strange.
怎么就直接就把泰铢寄过来了呢？
How did you just send the bar directly?
它在里面是没有一个换汇的说明的。
There is no explanation of how to exchange currency inside.
我知道啊。
I know.
电影里面那个银杏菊背后是有写啊换汇汇率什么的。
Is there any mention of the exchange rate in the movie?
但是我觉得这个动作应该很重要。
But I think this action should be important.
主演应该可以用一句台词去带过。
I should be the main character, and I can use lines to express my character.
比如说啊，我需要换成什么什么。
For example, I need to change to something like this.
或者是那个银杏局的人问啊。
Where the silver merchants asked.
你要不要换成人民币啊？
Would you like to change it to Chinese yuan?
或者换成什么东西啊？
What can be replaced instead?
对吧
？Right.
这个我觉得是一个非常重要的点。
I think this is a very important point.
但是没有完全不体现。
But it is not completely absent.
好像泰铢就能在国内使用一样。
It seems like it's as easy as using Thai baht in Thailand.
在当时的时代背景，简直就是太。搞笑了。
This is simply hilarious in the context of the time.
还有一个点就是邮寄腊肉。
Another point is about shipping ham.
我知道啊，在历史上可能会有很少很少的一些物资流入国内在同时期。
I know that there may have been very few materials entering the country at that time.
但是那么大一箱的腊肉。
But a whole box of cured meat.
有没有搞错
?No, no, no.
那个是顺丰速运吗？
is that SF Express.
我觉得非常的不现实哈。
I think it's very unrealistic.
这个我觉得也是剧情中非常 bug 的存在。
I think this is also a very powerful character in the plot.
我觉得这个是一个非常感动的瞬间。
I think this is a very touching moment.
但是咱们能不能稍微合理一点？
But can we be a little more reasonable?
当时众泰都没见焦呢。
At that time, I hadn't seen any of them before.
怎么邮寄腊肉呀？
How to ship ham?
这种大件的邮寄怎么做到的呢？
How do they manage to ship such large items?
是不是很不合理？
Is it not reasonable?
第四点就是主角们人都太好了。
The fourth point is that the protagonists are too good.
有点像圣人啊。
It's a bit like a saint.
就是包括那个男主角啊。
Including that male protagonist.
就是毫丝毫不为外界所动。
It is completely unaffected by the outside world.
那么另一个呢，就是那个男知，明显对男主角是有情感上的。
So, the other one, Nanjai, clearly has feelings for the male protagonist.
从电影里面我看到的哈。
From what I saw in the movie.
包括眼神。
Including eye contact.
包括动作。
Including action.
包括一些细节都看得出他是有意思的。
It can be seen from some details that he is interested.
当然我觉得有意思而没出过。
Of course, I think it's interesting, but not yet available.
这是好事，但
This is good.
但是呢，我见那个电影宣发非得说他们没有这方面的情愫。
However, I saw that the film promotion team insisted that they did not have this kind of emotion.
但你拍出来就这么回事啊。
But the result is just like this.
对吧？
Right?
你拍出来了呀。
You took it right.
就是有感情的一些交际啊。
It's about having emotional connections with others.
这个我觉得你没有必要非硬掰嘛。
Well, I don't think you really need to force it, you know.
对不对？
Is it right?
包括这个故事的原型。
Including the prototype of this story.
你本来就是通过一个大房。
You were originally through a big house.
二房和两个兄弟之间的故事等等。
The story of the second house and the two brothers and so on.
这样的故事拼凑起来的。
These stories are pieced together like this.
所以明显其实是有感情元素在的呀。
So, it's obviously that there are emotional elements involved.
你从编剧的角度上来看。
From a screenwriter's perspective.
就应该是有的呀。
That should be the case.
既然如此。
Therefore.
为何又要逃避呢？
Why should I avoid it?
其实这部电影我非常喜欢。
Actually, I really like this movie.
以上就是我觉得很遗憾的几个大的点啊。
These are the major points I regret the most.
剩下的小的漏洞也非常多。
There are also many small vulnerabilities left.
但是我就不细说了。
But I won't go into details.
我觉得一个好的影视作品应该是可以说一些缺点出来的。
I think a good movie should be able to point out its flaws.
这样导演才能够继续精进。
This way, the director can continue to improve.
所以这是我的初心。
Therefore, this is also my original intention.
并不是说这部电影不喜欢。
This doesn't mean I don't like the movie.
我非常非常喜欢。
I really, really like it.
但是这些小小的遗憾让我觉得有点难受。
But these little regrets make me feel a little uncomfortable.